Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update. It is September 1st, just a couple minutes before the equity market close, and wanted to just touch on a couple of things. One being, obviously, last Friday, the conclusion of the Jackson Hole Symposium with the Fed and some very aggressive rhetoric in relation to Fed funds rate, interest rates, obviously sent the market downwards in a pretty significant way. And then there was, of course, some follow through over the last couple of days. Interestingly enough, today, the S&P was actually knocking on the door of 3,900, which is, if you think about it, that is from August 16th, right? So we're talking about basically 2 weeks. The S&P has traded from 4,300 down to 3,900. That's over 10%, 400 points. And we keep pointing towards and talking about the idea of 3,600 in the S&P, which is, at this point, 350 points lower than here. So obviously the S&P can travel that distance in a very short amount of time. We still believe that it will. But interestingly enough, today, S&P knocking on the door 3,900 looked like it was going to be another just sort of all day long push lower, follow through from the last couple of days or since last Friday, and then completely reverse ground. And as far as I am aware, there was no real news item that would have affected it that much. So I think what you have is a lot of short covering at the moment, people that were short the markets and are having to buy their positions back, especially going into an extended weekend. Extended weekends was, so the markets inherently have a lot more volatility baked in over weekend risk. And then when you add an extra day to that, obviously you have a lot more opportunity for volatility. A lot of the major events really worldwide, globally, happen over the weekend as the markets are closed. I'm not saying I'm not trying to suggest that there's a direct correlation there, but you would be surprised as to how many of these major events happen over either over a weekend or over a period of market closures. So Monday being Labor Day, the U.S. markets are closed, where globally the markets are still open. That always can create a bit of added volatility. So all of that being said, I think probably the reversal that we saw in the markets today were just that. People that have been short since the comments out of the Fed on Friday and are covering their positions going into a Friday that's going into an extended weekend / closed markets. So that's really what I would attribute it to. I would suspect that tomorrow we could potentially get a little bit of a bounce, a little bit of a relief rally in the S&P, but ultimately our midterm price projection has not changed. 3,600 is still where we are fully anticipating the S&P to end up at some point in September and maybe October before staging an end of year and beginning of next year rally. Now, of course, this is all, not all, but a lot of it is based on historical data, but there's also some fundamental reasons that we believe would contribute and even propel this projection that we have. So still very much high level of conviction as to what our game plan is as far as the portfolios are concerned, and deploying that roughly 30% cash position, not all at once, obviously, but in stages as we approach 3,600 in the S&P, looking for that deployment of capital to appreciate into the end of the year. I know we've been talking a lot about fixed rates. Let's touch on those for just a moment. So I've not seen any rate increases since last podcast. The highest right now is at least what I feel like anybody would be interested in would, or potentially, is around 4.7, something like that. Now, with the aggressive rhetoric out of the Fed, I do think, and there's actually multiple Fed presidents that came out behind Chair Powell to even really present themselves as even more hawkish than Powell himself. So it does look to me like there's a clear channel of substantially higher interest rates than were originally anticipated. That's actually a very positive thing for a fixed rate type of opportunity. I do think that after this September 21st rate announcement, which I don't have the probabilities pulled up, but as of yesterday, it was a 75%, I think 73% probability of another 75 basis point hike, which would push us closer and closer to 4% in the overall Fed fund rate, which is almost double where we are today. So again, it doesn't work one for one, but if it were at 4.7, let's say right now, and the Fed fund rate doubles from where it was or where it is today, then one would assume that you can get somewhere around 7 to 8%, and that's what we're looking for. To me, that is the line in the sand that really would, for me, would make sense to at least consider for a portion, you know, of your overall portfolio, including, you know, all things included, real estate, equities, bonds, if you have them. So I just pulled up, speaking of fixed rates, Fed funds rate, I just pulled up September 12th. So now it's at a 74% probability. Target range being 3 to 3.25. We're currently at 2.25, 2.5. So then November, it looks like what looked like was going to be a neutral meeting is actually starting to price in the potential for a 70%, that there will be another 50 basis points in November, and then in December, looks like it's going to. And there's the equity market close. It looks like it is going to be a quarter to a half point in December as of right now. But remember that all of these probabilities are somewhat moving targets as we continue to hear verbiage out of the Fed and start to get an indication as to what they really have on their minds in terms of subduing inflation. I think if you've listened to this podcast for, you know, any length of time, you will already know my stance on it. I think that they are behind the curve. I don't think that you can tackle inflation by this sort of death by a thousand cut approach that they are currently taking, but that is not my place to say. I think that we are going to see the Fed begin to have to get more aggressive, because until spending decreases. Now, with that being said, we've talked about in podcasts past, there's two ways really to subdue inflation: collapse of energy prices and decrease in spending. Raising the Fed fund rate and ultimately the lending rates is the best way to decrease spending. Up until this past week, we really haven't seen much of a collapse in energy prices, although we are starting to see that, particularly as the summer comes to an end here, where travel tends to be at its peak. So that might help the Fed's endeavor to cool inflation, but ultimately I still believe that in order to prevent a prolonged period of time of mild inflation, meaning 4 or 5%, maybe 6, we'll call it 5, the Fed fund rate is going to have to get substantially higher than it is today, which is not yet peaked above where we were in 2018 when we had zero fears of inflation. So there's definitely some concerns as to the pace out of the Fed, but we will leave that to them and continue to just be very adaptive in our approach as we look to deploy capital and continue to navigate these markets. We feel like we have a very good read on the general marketplace. It is going to require a lot of patience. It has all year. I was thinking about this earlier in preparation for this podcast. I was thinking about how clearly I can see that the fourth quarter of this year, which we're not quite into yet, but won't be far away, how the fourth quarter of this year is probably going to paint end of year return results. I really think that that's probably going to be the moral of this year, the story of this year, and that is an entire year's worth of trading, investing, coming to fruition in basically the last quarter of the year. And there's nothing wrong with that. What we care most about is the fact that we have contained volatility. We've prevented a substantial amount of downside relative to the overall indices and have a very clear and concise picture and plan as to how we're going to attack the balance of the year. So we're very excited on our end. With that, we'll wish everyone a very happy upcoming Friday weekend and Labor Day. So extended weekend also is the, I guess, official first weekend of college football for those sports fans out there. So I know I'm very excited about that. And we haven't done this in a while. I will say if anyone has any feedback or wants to have us cover any particular topics, if it's something that's not necessarily in my wheelhouse, I feel very confident in saying that I have somebody that is. So, yeah, give us your feedback. We'd love to hear it. And or any suggestions as to how you would like us to continue or reformat. This is ultimately to try and provide the most information, helpful information as possible. So again, wish everyone a happy Friday weekend and upcoming Labor Day, and look forward to doing this again next week.